Now, the coronation of King Charles III is coming up this weekend, if you didn't know. But if you, just like me, if you've seen a lot of coverage of this particular event on social media, some of you might say this is the last thing I want on my feeds, hear about, or even think about. And what I've seen pop up on social media through my friends is this kaupapa called Pikari Mai. And so we've got a kai kōrero on the line to have a kōrero with us about that, which is Hamiora Bailey. Tēnā koe, Hamiora.
Tēnā koe, te tuahine.
Hey, it's a really interesting kaupapa, but before we get into that, e tāne koe ki te kōrero ki a mātou, kōwai koe, nōhea koe, and yeah, let's start from that.
Kia ora, koe anei te tarawati e kā Māori, ara he uri tēnei no te pare hauraki, te moihaunga nui o tamate kapua rānei, ko Ngāti Huarere, ko Ngāti Porau ki Haratonga, ōku iwi, ko Hamiora Bailey ahau.
Tēnā koe e hoa, I really appreciate you coming on, and what I just remembered, you know my brother, and now while I'm talking to you, I'm going, how do you know each other? That's a random find.
Oh my god! Yeah, well, I was lucky to be a staff under Maya Tehira, who
say less. Well, nah.
yeah. Who I worked with at Recycle Boutique.
So, of course. Yeah. Yeah. That's actually a cool plug too, Maya Tehira and Recycle Boutique. So you sound interesting, and I wish I could just delve into your life, because I feel like everyone that I've met that worked at a Recycle Boutique have these cool personalities and have some cool stories. But I'll try and stick to the kaupapa, because I tend to bling and go off. But can you talk to us about Pikari Mai and what was behind the drive to create this particular kaupapa?
Aura, Pikari Mai, he whakamiha tēnei kia koe, kia koutou tahi ai te whānau ngā tāngata tuhi. Ko Pikari Mai he whakarauora hihi ngā karere whaumana o te ao Matihiko. So basically, you know, the reason behind it was what you were saying in the intro is pretty accurate. Like a lot of my huatata that work for different media outlets and, you know, who are themselves a kaituhi, I was just thinking about how, like, in our jobs and in industry, you know, even in journalism and in advertising and creative industries, like, we have to sometimes rationalize the institution or, you know, the crown and te tiriti. We kind of have to like metabolize it and like live it and explain it. And so I just wanted to create something that would honor our kaituhi Māori and the volume and legacy of tuhinga whaumana, and create something kind of cheeky and playful, kind of to honor my own pākeketanga and me stepping out of, I guess, my rangatahitanga. So yeah, that's kind of the where it all started and what it's for. It's just to honor you guys, you know, who are out there doing the mahi and honoring kaupapa Māori across the mutu.
Miharo e hoa, tino pai te rā kōrero. Now, Pikari Mai, when I saw it, I was in Green Lane, and there's the billboard, and the last thing I expect to see in Green Lane, mostly because it'll either show Pharaoh's Fresh Choice or other kaupapa related to the community that are mostly based out in that particular area. And I think it's fair to say it's not very it's not populated by many Māori. And so when I see something that's Māori in on that billboard, which is opposite Pharaoh, is this massive, what looks like a video game, animation type thing, and it says Pikari Mai exclamation mark, and then it switched before I could carry on watching it, and the light went green, and so I ended up seeing it again on at least 20 other stories of people sharing it. And so tell us about how you got it up there and how you got it out to the people. I want to talk about how it's used later on, but yeah, I wanted to talk about how you got it out.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy to, you know, like, you know, tino tere te kaupapa, like, was so fast. We made it in a week. We came up with the idea kind of 2 weeks ago on the Thursday. And I'm really lucky, like, gosh, how many years ago now? Like 5 years ago, I started my pākehi, a kōpū o te rangi, which is like a activation and public art kind of kaupapa, where I kind of work in creative practice and, you know, try and uplift our hapuri and emerging rangatoi Māori. And through that kaupapa, I've been able to make some really awesome connections. And a tuahini of mine, Sonia Milford, from Ngāti Kahununu ki Wairua in Samoa, works at an agency, Kalenzo BBDO, and she's a lead designer there. And her and I are always talking about, like, how to honour, like, you know, te ao tawhito, but also to really ground what we're doing today and who we are today. And so we presented it to the agency to support and connect on, and, you know, our whānau here, you know, were able to partner with us or kōpū on it, and they made it in a week. You know, we made it in a week together. And then I guess through that Māori and through the essence, you know, we were donated, you know, all of those billboards. There's a radio ad that we were donated. There's posters from Phantom Bill Stickers that we were donated. So I think, you know, Māori and our whānau whānui, you know, are kind of sick of hearing about the crown. But I think, you know, a lot of our waira whānau and our tauiwi across the motu are supporting it too. So, I mean, we got it just because people believed in the whakaaro, I guess. And I think because we kept it fun and playful, and I think people want to see that, you know. People want to, you know, I think Māori especially, we deserve to enjoy how we define ourselves. So, yeah, that's how we got it. It was all donated, which is so crazy, you know, and big mihi out to, you know, all of our whānau at the different media placements that we got, you know, in those businesses, because it's been awesome to see.
Mīharo. That sounds real cool, the fact that people backed it, not just Māori, but it sounded like a good team. Just quickly, what's your role in this?
I guess I guess I'm my role, you know, is
just say the boss.
yeah. Like I said, I'm just stepping out of my rangatahitanga. But yeah, like, technically I'm the client. But I think my role is actually to kind of engage in social practice and show people, like, you know, Toi Māori can be a solution for so many things. And yeah, and joy is an awesome kind of step, you know, forward for us. So yeah, that's my role. And you know, here comes we'll take over for now.
Well, mīharo e hoa. Whātai whakamutu ngā. How does it work?
So the plugin, which is available on Firefox at the moment and coming soon to Google Chrome, searches for keywords on any website that you're on, and then replaces keywords about the coronation with a redaction and a GIF of our kaitiaki. And then you can click onto that and be taken to, you know, media outlets that publish kaituhi Māori and tuhinga whai mana. So, yeah, it searches for keywords and then it redacts, you know, te pane kāka, so you don't have to hear about it or see it or read it.
Man, that's yeah. Very, very, very clever. I did say that was the last question, but I did wonder, you know, with those key words, some people might be seeing Indigenous content that is talking about the coronation itself or even the crown, and it might be a debate about should we care about it, why do we care about it. Does it cut off any of those? But actually you've kind of explained that it doesn't. It allows people the option, right?
Yeah, so there's... we are still at a point at the moment where we're curating and feeding Pikari Moi the content that it swaps out. So we could load in appropriate, you know, tuhinga waimana about that context. But also, we've also added an X or a way to close the specific redaction. So on the most recent version on the Firefox plugin, you can now close the redaction if you want to read what's underneath. So the kaupapa is not to create a binary, I guess, but more to give people an option and to enact their own mana motuhaketanga and decide on their own terms, you know, what karere and what tuhinga they want to receive, you know, I tēnei wā.
Miharo e hua. Koutou mā, that's Hamiora Bailey having a kōrero with us about Pikari Mai.